33 points to the Mavericks. He joins us right now, Trevor Baskin, redshirt freshman for the CMU men's basketball team. Trevor, I appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Congratulations on the outstanding performance at Spearfish on Sunday. 33 points. You guys played only seven guys. You had the COVID testing, everything that went on, but did not deter you from having a career-best afternoon against Black Hills State. Take us through that wild weekend for your basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, from going to practice, expecting to leave on Friday, to maybe not even playing, and then the game time changed. We were going to play Monday and Sunday, so I think our team really adapted well. Just we were really flexible. We didn't get down or anything when all this controversy hit, and I think it was just a testament to the type of guys we have. We're all very confident going into the game, even with only seven guys fully healthy and traveling eight. So we were still very confident. We walked into the game. We expected to win. The end result proved our confidence.
Trevor Baskin with us from the CMU men's basketball team on the Team Sports Network. The last time you played them was at Brownson, and you lost in overtime. And Joel Scott, tremendous player for them, and certainly he still played really well against you guys on Sunday. But it had to feel good to, considering those things working against you, the change dates of the games, Trevor, the COVID testing, only having seven healthy bodies to play, to go into their building and get that win, a 10-point victory, had to be one of the more satisfying wins of the season for this basketball team.
Oh, definitely. Considering we dropped a game here against Black Hills, a game we think we should have won, we knew we didn't put our best effort forward when we played them here. It was a game we really wanted to get back, and it was a really important game just because they were first place in the league. Joel Scott's a phenomenal player, probably the player of the year this year, in all honesty. It just felt really good to avenge the loss earlier in the season.
And right now, you're shorthanded because of Christopher Speller has to take a class. He'll be back with the team next month. Owen Kuntz lost for the season due to an injury that, for Coach DeGeorge, we talked to him this week about that, to kind of establish a rotation. It's been a lot easier because he doesn't have a whole lot of players on the bench to work with, so that's become more just kind of plug it in and let it go, and he hasn't had to think about rotations. And guys, you know you're going to get minutes right now on this Maverick basketball team, and so nobody's sitting there going, okay, am I going to get 5 minutes or 10 minutes tonight? Everybody knows, or not even get to play at all, everybody knows they're going to get some time on the floor, and they have to go out and produce when they get that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with the bad luck with Owen and then Ethan before the season, and then with Fur in his class, and obviously Isaac with the COVID testing, it was really just we knew that going into these games that we're all going to play a considerable amount, so we had to be smart in the way we played, not foul, and confidence-wise, it just boosted us because we knew, you know, if we messed up, obviously coach is going to play us again, but we're it gives us just time to like mess up and not worry about it.
Trevor Baskin from the CMU men's basketball team joining us on the Team Sports Network. And now you have Metro State, Colorado Christian coming in this weekend to Brownson. Trevor, your worst loss of the season was at Metro State in that Sunday matchup, and look, this is a good basketball team coming in. You already saw that with the game that you had against them previously over in Denver. But kind of like with Black Hills State, a chance to get some payback against Metro State coming up on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. The game against Metro, we really fell apart after. We had a really tough game with Christian the night before. It was a really good team as well. But we didn't make shots. We didn't play hard. We didn't box out. I mean, there was just so many things that we didn't do right, and the end results showed. So I think we're really, really excited to try to also get revenge and get another win and help us in the conference standings.
Look, your basketball team's a really good defensive team. They're a really good defensive team. What makes them so tough on the defensive end?
They have a really good they have really good athletes all around, really. And then they have a really good center, rookie who's won, I think, like six RMAC Defensive Player of the Weeks this season so far, who's really tall, athletic, long arms, is just able to contest shots, and he limits offensive rebounding opportunities because he rebounds so well. So we really have to work on getting to the glass and then finishing over him without adjusting our shots. So just finishing strong and trying to rebound as best as possible.
Mavs Trevor Baskin with us today on the Team Sports Network. And then Saturday, it's Colorado Christian. It's a team that has been through a bit of a layoff with some games that got suspended, but a team that can certainly score the basketball. Ross Williams, second-leading scorer in the conference behind Joel Scott that we already referenced. Ross Williams, 21.9 points per game. That's a Colorado Christian team that can certainly fill it up from the perimeter.
Yeah, definitely. We know how talented they are scoring the ball. The way they run their offense is just very difficult to prepare for. They're always moving. They're always setting screens. They're always just doing something, which is, can honestly tire the defense out, and especially since we don't have the amount of depth that we would like, it'll definitely be a big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, Trevor. Hey, congratulations on the career-best 33-point game. Mavericks on the six-game winning streak, looking to extend that against both Metro State and Colorado Christian this weekend over at Brown Center Arena. Appreciate it, Trevor. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Trevor Baskin from the CMU.